We continue now in the mountain communities just south of Yosemite with another look at an issue in the news, and that's tourism and where do all those tourists go. Last year, over 5 million people visited Yosemite National Park, and all of those tourists need places to stay. With few hotels in the region, they're turning to short-term rental sites like Airbnb more and more each year. And as FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports, while some say that's boosting the local economy, in some cases, it's also pitting neighbor against neighbor.
Most people in the mountain area around Oakhurst know Katie Miller as the Mountain Madam. That's her brand. The London Properties realtor and I are driving to an area north of Oakhurst where she recently sold a home that's now listed on Airbnb.
That's the Airbnb right here. There's a spiral staircase inside, all wood floors. They figured out how to maximize the space and put beds everywhere.
Miller says the short-term rental market in the area has skyrocketed over the past 2 years. One of her clients recently bought a property with a cabin and a creek on it.
His wife came in like the day before we closed, looked at what she needed for the area, went to Fresno, bought brand new stuff, and boom, it was an Airbnb the next day.
Miller says this buyer is just one of many people she's working with that are purchasing homes for the sole purpose of using them as short-term rentals. She says this has created a housing shortage in the region and that property managers in the area have growing wait lists.
The short-term rentals have basically taken over our regular rentals market. So we have walk-ins every day. They're not looking to purchase a home. They're just looking for some avenue to help them find a rental, and we have nothing to provide them with.
Miller says it's almost easier to buy a home here than to find a long-term rental. There are 300-plus short-term rentals in Madera County. The bulk are concentrated along the route to Yosemite and vacation destinations like Bass Lake. If the trend continues, up to 100 new short-term rentals could be added to the area next year. It's great for a region with few industries and jobs, but for some cases, it's dividing neighbors who don't want to see their communities change. Others say the lack of long-term rentals could increase homelessness. Rhonda Salisbury with the Yosemite Madera County Visitors Bureau says all the short-term rentals serve as a huge economic boost to the region.
It opens up a whole new world for families vacationing, and it allows people to buy second homes because now they can rent them out, you know, and pay for the home. It's really boosted a lot of economies.
Former Madera County Supervisor Gary Gilbert lives in a subdivision between the communities of Oakhurst and North Fork. He and I are driving to see a two-story short-term rental, two houses away from his ranch-style property.
Make a left?
Yeah, make a left. That's your vacation rental right there on the end.
Gilbert doesn't like the idea of his neighbors changing regularly and says residential areas like the one he lives in aren't zoned for businesses.
We did not know it was a short-term rental. Nobody notified us. There was no review. All of a sudden, we started noticing people walking around, families, dogs. Who are these people?
With constant visitors and absentee owners, he says more should be required from both the county and homeowners renting out the properties.
What I'd like to see is the county first zone the property correct, notify the public what's occurring. At the same time, county staff would inspect that facility. Does it have adequate water? Does it have adequate parking?
In an area called Cascadel Heights near North Fork, it's gotten so bad that a resident is suing her neighbor over a short-term rental. Chris Hamilton's attorney, Walt Whelan, says she's suing Marie Iden because she doesn't like the idea of not knowing who's staying in the secluded neighborhood of 17 homes.
They're concerned about transient uses in their subdivision. I mean, for a whole list of reasons, that particular subdivision is a high fire risk area. There have been instances in the last couple of years where the whole residential subdivision has been evacuated because of fire hazards.
According to Whelan, the home of the woman suing was burned down this week in the Mission Fire that threatened at least 200 homes and burned hundreds of acres. Neither of the defendant's two homes were burned by the fire, and neither homeowner would speak with me on the record because the lawsuit is still ongoing. Still, Mark Stamas, who lives down the road, has watched the whole thing go down. He says for the lawsuit to continue is trivial because the neighborhood recently voted to not allow short-term rentals in its list of covenants, conditions, and restrictions.
Yeah, it's neighbor warring against neighbor. There was never any effort to work it out, and it seems moot to me to even move forward because the issue's a non-issue now.
But no matter the cause, the lawsuit helped bring the issue to the forefront in Madera County. Until recently, county code wasn't clear about the legality of short-term rentals. But earlier this summer, the county passed an ordinance that makes short-term rentals legal.
We just did not see the impact or the fear that some of the residents had. We just did not see it through our investigative work and looking at these complaints on those two homes up in North Fork.
That's Madera County's planning director, Matt Treber. Now, to rent a place out, the homeowner must file for a business license and pay a 9% transient occupancy tax. The county stands to make a lot of money from the tax, and the 600-room hotel industry in the region doesn't seem to mind the short-term rentals. Hotel operators in the area say they are often full and refer visitors to Airbnb when they're booked. And Carol Sevier, who manages 40-plus short-term rentals in Bass Lake and Oakhurst, says that without short-term rentals, there would be fewer jobs in the region. She hires house cleaners, landscapers, and maintenance crews. The homes she manages rent from $600 to $7,000 a week.
It seems like the vacation rental homeowners take better care of their homes than the houses that are rented monthly, because you want it looking great every time somebody walks in.
Cool. So this is like the living area?
Yes, we have a main living area with a very large couch for up to 10 people.
One of those people benefiting from short-term rentals is housekeeper Arista Flanagan. She says it's given her consistent year-round work. She cleans three Airbnbs between Bass Lake and Oakhurst for a homeowner that lives in San Diego.
I can work 4 hours here where I'd have to work 8 hours at my other job to make the same pay. So for me, it's very nice because I have two little kids, so it's nice to be able to go home and not have to be away from them all day.
But while Flanagan is doing good, others are being hurt by the short-term rental economy shift and the housing shortage. And anyone who has lost a home in the region due to fire damage may also be looking for temporary housing. We'll hear their stories next week. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.